Shouldn't my cheeks be hollow? Shouldn't my face be ravaged, frost-chilled, burnt by the desert sun? Shouldn't my heart be filled with grief? Shouldn't I be worn out and ready to collapse? My friend, my brother, whom I loved so dearly, who accompanied me through every danger. Enkidu, my brother, whom I loved so dearly, who accompanied me through every danger. Fate of mankind has overwhelmed him. For 6 days, I would not let him be buried, thinking, if my grief is violent enough, perhaps he will come back to life again. For 6 days and 7 nights, I mourned him, until a maggot fell out of his nose. Then I was frightened. I was terrified by death, and I set out to roam the wilderness. I cannot bear what happened to my friend. I cannot bear what happened to Enkidu. So I roam the wilderness in my grief. How can my mind have any rest? My beloved friend has turned into clay. My beloved Enkidu has turned into clay. And won't I too lie down in the dirt like him and never arise again? That is why I must find Utnapishtim, whom men call the Distant One. I must ask him how he managed to overcome death. I have wandered the world, climbed the most treacherous mountains, crossed deserts, sailed the vast ocean, and sweet sleep has rarely softened my face. I have worn myself out through ceaseless striving. I have filled my muscles with pain and anguish. I have killed bear, lion, hyena, leopard, tiger, deer, antelope, ibex. I have eaten their meat and have wrapped their rough skins around me. And what in the end have I achieved? When I reached Shiduri the tavern keeper, I was filthy, exhausted, heartsick. Now let the gate of sorrow be closed behind me, and let it be sealed shut with tar and pitch.